With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Engineers in Maryland are focused on the daunting task of removing what had been the Francis Scott Key Bridge from Patapsco River. A massive cargo ship felt it this week when it ran into one of the bridge's main supporting structures. Now they're bringing in floating barges along with a number of tugboats and other heavy equipment to try and get the river cleaned up. U.S. defense leaders met at the Pentagon with their Israeli counterparts last week to ensure that any military operation in the southern city of Rafah would be conducted in phases designed to protect civilians and aid shipments.
When Israel's defense minister Yoav Gallant visited Washington this week, it was said that he went with a long list of U.S. weapons which he sought to secure quickly. According to American officials quoted in media reports, the new arms package for Israel includes more than 1,800 MK-84 2,000-pound bombs and 500 MK-82 500-pound bombs. It's understood another 25 F-35 fighter jets, which had previously been approved by Congress, will also be sent to Israel. Washington gives $3.8 billion in annual military assistance to its longtime ally.
The U.S. military has finished draining more than 104 million gallons of fuel from an underground fuel tank in Hawaii.
That fuel poisoned 6,000 people when it leaked into Pearl Harbor's drinking water in 2021. Joint Task Force Red Hill began defueling the tanks in October after completing months of repairs to an aging network of pipes to prevent the World War II-era facility from springing more leaks. The task force handed over responsibility for the tanks to Navy Closure Task Force Red Hill, which will clean up the environment and restore the aquifer underneath. John Scott reporting.
And this is SRN News. Pro-lifers get a big payoff from a Washington institution. Michael Harrington explains.
The National Air and Space Museum here in the nation's capital has agreed to deliver $50,000 in damages to a group of pro-life activists who were told they could not wear their March for Life t-shirts inside the building during a visit last year. A guard told the group that the museum is a, quote, neutral zone where free speech is suspended. The American Center for Law and Justice filed suit, and museum officials have backed down, issuing an apology. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
According to the latest research, nearly two-thirds of the abortions carried out in the U.S. last year were done so using drugs. That's up from 53% in 2020. Pro-life activists say abortifacients are being used to help women get around abortion bans in their states and represents a whole new front in the ongoing battle for the life of the unborn. Abortion pills also a very lucrative product for America's giant pharmaceuticals. This is SRN News. It was raining marshmallows in suburban Detroit.
A helicopter dropped thousands of the sweet treats onto a park Friday at the annual Great Marshmallow Drop. Hundreds of children waved as the chopper flew over, and a passenger dumped the treats out of sacks as the kids ran to grab them up. But marshmallows, though, were not for eating. The kids exchanged them for a prize bag.
That is Jason Walker reporting. Wild horse advocates get a victory in Nevada.
Federal judge in Reno ruled Thursday U.S. land managers failed to adopt a legal herd management plan or conduct the necessary environmental review before 31 Mustangs died during the roundup of more than 2,000 animals in Nevada last summer. Horse advocates said the ruling sets a precedent that will help provide more protection for Mustangs roaming federal lands in the West going forward. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
More of these stories at SRNnews.com.